INGN, they call him that guy. I don't know if he's still in the same or no, because I remember that the INGN is in, that means the I stand for international and G for great and N for nothing. International Great Nothing. But I believe they changed the name for Southern Pacific or something, because those years it's the INGN in Laredo and now the Southern Pacific. I don't know if they sell out or just change the name or...
But that's the sawmill you work for?
Yes.
Well, this is an interesting area, it really is. Tell me about some of the people around here. I mean, you know, how do you think they've changed? So you were telling me about some of it the other day, but tell me some more about how they've changed in the last... Since people started coming into San Ignacio a lot, like to make films, and the lake has brought a lot of people in, mm-hmm. and the highway.
Yeah, well, about the things you're kind of observing, I could tell you the whole day. The customs, the way of living, and...
Well, tell me how the customs and the way of living have changed.
Well, you see, before, the farming around here was just a small farming. Just enough to live, to depend on them, you see. And most of the was cut as the cattle raising. Then after then we had a highway, big farmers start working in here, big concerns, you see, like I tell you. But they quit by the same reason. They start having the same crops in Mexico, and Mexico had a good road there to travel with, and things like that. So some of those big concerns, they changed to Mexico, plant by themselves there, but cheaper labor, and things like that, you see. And there's a big competition in here, so by and by they quit farming around here. Recently we had some farming in here. For instance, here, that place we call them Don Manuel. It's a big company from California, but bought that place there last year. And they start improving the land there for modern farming, modern irrigation, modern machinery to do that. And I believe they are harvesting a big crop of carrots now there, because I saw on the road there some big trucks loaded with carrots. That's a loose on the truck there and holding that to the ballot, to the packing shed there, where they can can it or do something with it, because they were going to the pasture this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, sir. And recently, after the depression, a lot of people there started leaving the place here, especially young people able to work outside of the town here, you see, where they can bigger wages, construction companies, in the big cities, in the factories, and things like that. Or the only people that stay with old people that couldn't do the substantial work out of it. And that's some of the changes. And the custom very different now, because different ways to have entertainment, for instance. When I was a young, like I told you the other day, we used to make dances in here. Probably most of the time at the weekends and things like that, because we were not able to travel to have some fun there in Laredo or some other big place. Zapata was a smaller place than San Ignacio then, you see. And nowadays, when we had the road, all the young people, they go to Laredo, Corpus Christi or somewhere where they can be found in their way, you see. And like I tell you, by and by all the costumes they were forgotten, and modern ways of entertainment started doing it here, especially the young people. And that's about all what changes I have been noticing all my life. There's